WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Period poverty often goes unseen, but its impact on women and teens is significant in the Commonwealth and beyond. Governor Andy Beshear signed a proclamation last month declaring May 11 through 17 as Period Poverty Awareness Week in the Commonwealth. My guest today is going to talk about just that. Skylar Davis is the founder of the nonprofit Period Y'all. Skylar, it's really good to talk with you again. And I wanted to chat with you because I understand that Governor Beshear last month in May said that we had a Period Poverty Awareness Week. And that was something that I wasn't aware of until it was brought to my attention. And so I thought maybe we should visit with one another once again to see if there's been any progress or backtracking since the last time you and I talked about period stigma and the availability of period products in the Commonwealth and beyond.
Yeah, so the Alliance for Period Supplies really focused on the Period Poverty Awareness Week. And so it's just a time to educate folks that period poverty exists. For Period Y'all, we use that week to try to combat period poverty. So this year we gave out 19,146 period products in 1 week. And that was through in Louisville and in Garrett County. And we also opened a pantry. So we've been busy.
Well, I guess I'm, and part of this, I guess, is coming from my perspective as a physician, but I'm just gobsmacked and befuddled that we still have period stigma in schools, in workplaces, in public. I'm assuming that in addition to providing period products, that you and your colleagues are involved in education around the state?
We are starting to do more dabbling in the education realm. We have some partnerships coming up that we're really excited about. We can't talk about right now, but they will be coming next year. But we've really been focusing on just like getting the products out since we are such a small volunteer-ran program. But educating is definitely like on our list around menstrual health. We do educate the state and everyone we can about like the experiences of Kentuckians and people who have periods in general. Because every news story we see come out, people don't even know that period poverty exists. So we do work to educate people on the experiences that their neighbors or family may be having. So we do our best with the limited time we have, but we're really excited to start a new partnership this year.
And just for the benefit of our listeners, the incidence and the prevalence of folks having difficulty getting the period products they need is really widespread and much larger, I think, than many of us think.
Oh, yeah. 2 in 5 Kentuckians have struggled to purchase period products, according to UBICOTEX. 1 in 3 students report missing class due to the lack of products. So, I mean, it's way more widespread than I think most people realize.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks think of this as an issue in undeveloped nations, you know, what we used to call the third world. But just right here in developed industrial nations, we still struggle with this in the 21st century. And I know our listeners can't see it, but I'm shaking my head as we're talking.
Yeah. And it's only, sadly, I feel like it's only going to just get worse because we see the cost of living going up. Period products were among one of the top things to increase in price because of inflation. And when the cost of living goes up, you know, these products that are a necessity go to the wayside. We've already heard from parents who have chose between food and period products. And when you can't afford food, that just is going to continue to happen at a higher rate. And then we hear from, you know, community food banks that they're not able to keep up with the insane demand of people needing food now. So it's a hard reality that we're facing, and we're going to do everything we can to keep pumping the products out to people.
For those who might wish to contribute in some way, what resources are there out there? What organizations such as yours can they contribute to?
Yeah, if you want to donate to us, you can visit periodyall.org. We have an Amazon wish list. If you would rather pick out what products you want, that is great for us. It ships directly to my place, and we organize it all. Or if you want to become a monthly donor, you can do that as well.
Well, Skylar, before we part, is there anything else you'd want our listeners to know about Period Poverty and Period Y'all?
Yeah, we're having a benefit concert in Louisville on August 22nd at Portal. We're going to be supporting local artists. There'll be live painting pantries that will go out to communities. We'll have local music from Louisville and from Appalachia and a mural. So it's going to be a fun, very artistic event that's going to support Period, y'all.
My thanks today to Skylar Davis, founder of the nonprofit Period Y'all, for talking with us about period poverty. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.